Hi, I'm Scientific American podcast editor Steve Mirsky, and here's a little unfinished 2019 business, a short piece from the December issue of the magazine in the section called Advances, Dispatches from the Frontiers of Science, Technology, and Medicine. The article is titled Quick Hits, and it's a rundown of some science and technology stories from around the globe, compiled by assistant news editor Sarah Lewin Frazier. From Spain, summer's powerful drought revealed a more than 4,000-year-old oval of at least 100 standing stones called the Dolmen of Guadalparal, which had been submerged since 1963 in an engineered reservoir. From Russia, scientists identified a small group of Nordman's greenshanks among the most endangered shorebirds in a bog in Russia's far eastern region. They helmed the first in-depth study of the bird since 1976 and are the first ever to capture a photograph of an adult on a nest. From New Zealand, researchers found that humpback whales traveling near Raoul Island, 700 miles off New Zealand's coast, learned songs from members of other breeding grounds. From Indonesia, climate models have firmly connected a record-setting cold European summer in 1816 to the previous year's eruption of Indonesia's Mount Tambora, which injected sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere and caused widespread surface cooling. And from Brazil, a newfound species of electric eel, Electrophorus volti, produces the strongest shock scientists have ever measured from a living animal. It can produce 860 volts at up to 1 amp of current. That was Quick Hits by Sarah Lewin Frazier.